Okay, we are in our discussion between the Chacham and the Chassid, and the Chacham pointed out that even though there are teriyag mitzvos, which is a finite number, but since every mitzvah has so many permutations, so many applications, so many factors go into the mitzvah, so it takes a tremendous, tremendous amount of time to be able to learn through. And in a nezikin, you have all sorts of options in terms of her bezdin. You have to decide which option is going to be used. It's true; it's all one mitzvah, eilam mishpatim shadasim lifneihem. But you could spend years upon years trying to understand all of the ramifications that come down in terms of how exactly all the principles are used. So the chassid said, why do you view Yira, Ahava, etc., as being such obvious topics? They also have many, many factors. Firstly, we have a pasuk, and that's what we dealt with last time, that when Iyov is describing Chachma, so he says, Hein, Yiras Hashem, Hi Chachma, that of all of the Chachmot, and Chachma means that which involves intellectual permutations, Yiras Hashem is the highest level of Chachma because it has the most factors to take into account in terms of how to apply Yiras Hashem in each circumstance. Second, is what we're up to, Ibozei Masvarim. Achemorna v'chi eina nafim liyira v'ahava taras halev, ein lanu l'da'as ad heichon meshalchin po arosehem, namely, simply api svara. Why should these mitzvos, just as sitting in a sukkah is a mitzvah, just as being done in a bezdin, a question of modeh miktas is a mitzvah, yira is a mitzvah, ahava is a mitzvah, taras halev is a mitzvah. Why do you think these don't have as many details as the previous categories? Im yesh milim hashiveni. If you can in any way show why one should distinguish logically between different areas of halacha, bevakasha. But mutba'otein amidot elu ba'adam. Are we talking about midot that are genetically built into man, that the moment he's born, these midos are part of his personality? A child, when he's born, knows how to suckle. That's how he lives. He knows how to breathe. You don't have to teach a child to breathe. You don't have to teach a child to eat. It's natural. But you have to teach someone to be a Yirei Shamayim. That's not natural. You have to teach someone to be an Oev Hashem. That's not natural. Hashena v'hayikitza, sleeping is natural. Waking up is natural. Shar kol tenuot chukon v'tiv'enu ad shelo yitztarchu levakesh emtson liknosam. And leaving aside the fact that this is something which has to be acquired, and anything which has to be acquired requires study, there are so many factors in the world which would push away Yira and Ahava. Shouldn't one learn how to be able to balance the world around oneself, that one is able to maintain Ahava and Yira, even when one is involved in business, even when one is involved in family life, raising children, etc.? One has to learn. It's acquired knowledge of how to be able to rise above oneself. Let's say that one has a propensity to get frustrated, to get angry. How does one work on oneself to rise above that? Why doesn't that require study? So why do you just ignore these realms and say, I'm only going to get involved in Pilpulim and Gemara? What about these realms? There is nothing to study over here in terms of how to build the midos and how to keep them from dissipating. Had you told me, I went into this, and I found that I was able in 2 or 3 days, in a week, in 2 months, to cover everything that I understand. But you say, no, you never even tried it. What you have is, simply you have a hereditary ahava and yira, that which you picked up by osmosis in your parents' home. That's what we call mitzvos anashim mulumada. That's what we call being habitual Jew. That's something that you view as an anathema. You would never view it that I'll sit in a sukkah when my parents sat in a sukkah. I'll make kiddush from a kiddush cup. Say my parents made kiddush from a kiddush cup. You know, would you say, no, I have to check. Is this a Chazon Ish? Is this a Reb Chaim Noah? Etc. I have to check. Is the schach that my parents used, maybe it wasn't proper. So how then, in terms of Ahava and Yira, do you just say, well, my parents were Oved Hashem in this manner, that's why I'll be Oved Hashem. Mash Sovev Holech Befi Yisrael Mitzad HaYotam B'nei Yisrael V'tulo Cholo Shel Dover Mitzvah Anoshim Melumada. Namely, he's hitting the Chacham below the belt. He's telling him that which you tell people you should never do, you should never simply be a habitual Jew, you should investigate everything. Here we have these realms that you yourself haven't even tried to investigate. Amar HaChacham Lo Ola Al Dati Sheitzarach Iyin Gadol Al HaPina Hazot. I just never thought that Ahava and Yira require any sense of an intellectual thought process of how to build the midos or how to prevent them from escaping the individual. Amar HaChosid Al Ze Anidan. Why in the world do you have that preconception? Where does that preconception come from? Hinani Ro'eh. If you want to choose a person you would view as your role model, right? If you were to have a hall of fame of all the Jews, and you would view one person as your role model for someone who spent his entire life learning Torah, even more than Rav Soloveitchik, even more than the Gra, who would you choose? You choose Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, he is the ultimate Chacham, right? He spent 40 days and 40 nights simply learning without eating, without sleeping, without doing anything. He represents Torah Tzivu Lanu Moshe. Look at what Moshe Rabbeinu tells us in Sefer Dvarim. Moshe Rabbeinu is giving us his last testament. Right? All of Sefer Dvarim is Moshe Rabbeinu's last testament. What is he leaving to the Jewish people? What is his will? What is when he wants to summarize what he wants from a Jew, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from a Jew, what does he say? Rohinani Roa Moshe Rabbeinu Lava Shalom, Amdeinu Das Emes, Machavotenu Ma Yof Lanu. In a nutshell, in a word, we have in Parashas Eikev, Va'amar, Va'ato Yisrael Ma Hashem Elokecha Shu'el Mi'imach. Bottom line, right? Someone asks you, say over to me all of Judaism in 40 words or less. So you go to open the Torah and you say, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shu'el Mi'imach. Ma Hashem Elokecha Shu'el Mi'imach. I fill it for 5 words. Ki im liyira es Hashem Elokecha. Valeches b'chol durachav. La'ahava also la'avod et Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavecha u'v'chol nafshecha u'shmor es mitzvos Hashem v'yaslukosav asher anochi mitzavecha hayom l'tov lach. Right? How many? 53 words. Right? 53 words or less. And if you leave off the introduction, etc., and you leave off the sachar at the end, l'tov lach, it gets down to 50. In 50 words or less, right? Moshe Rabbeinu is telling us what it means to be a Jew. Now, if you take what Moshe Rabbeinu said, he said that a Jew has to keep 5 things. Yira, leches bedrachav, ahava, avoda b'chol halev, and l'shmoris mitzvos Hashem. That's it. You, Mr. Chacham, have spent your entire life in 20% of that formula. Out of those 5 things, you spent your entire life doing one of them. What about the other 80%? The other 80% is Yira, Ahava, Leleches Bidrachav, and Avoda B'chol HaLev. What about those? Why do you ignore them? Hinei Klal Shmiras Kol HaMitzvos, Hu Klal HaDinim U'Piskei HaLochas Asher Asakta Bam, Rek Echad Min Yanyonim HaMuskar HaPasuk Zeach, Od Arba Inyonim Achem Nizkerubo, Yira Halicha Bidrachav, Ahava, Avoda Shebelev. How do you do that? Why would you spend your entire life on 20%? Why not spend your life on 100%? Break it down. V'ulam ra'ot yiresha pasuk hazet zarich bi'ur. That l'cha'ora, why, in other words, what are these 5 things? Ahava, yira, halohem b'chal teriyag mitzvos. It says that you should keep all teriyag mitzvos. Why does it separate ahava and yira? Im kein ba'amro l'shmor kol mitzvos Hashem, they're already included. Why were they said separately? The answer is that we have over here 2 realms. We have a realm of mitzvos ma'asiyot. How do you behave as a Jew? Judaism is a verb. It's a series of commandments. What should a Jew do from the time he gets up in the morning? He washes his hands. He makes a bracha. He puts on tefillin. He puts on tzitzis. He davens. He eats. Those are 20%. So that's what we call chovas ha'ivarim. The other 80% are chovas ha'lavavas. Ahava, yirah, b'chol derachav, la'avodat Hashem b'chol halev. Those are what we call chovas halavavos, and therefore they are separated out. In Achinami, they're part of Taryag, but they're a whole different realm. Akeshenidaktik alayinya nimtza ki klal mitzvot ha-maasa him sug echad, uklal mitzvot ha-lev ha-machshava him sug acher. Okay, we have over here this division, 80 and 20. 80%, 4, we have chovas halavavos, and 1, chovas ha-evarim. We have to understand that if you're going to view what part of your body is involved in mitchovas ha'evarim, those are your external limbs, your feet, your hands, your mouth, etc. What's in chovas ha'levavos? That's the core. That's the core of your being. That's the aver shakol taliba. That's A. And B, not only that, but we already pointed out that every mitzvah which is done with the Eivarim has to be accompanied with a chovas halavavos, has to be accompanied with a certain motivation. And if you ask, what's the relation between the mitzvah and the motivation? We already saw, kol ma'asecha yu l'shem shamayim. The ikar is the motivation. The ikar is the motivation. Rachman aliba boy. So how in the world do you spend your time on the 20%, which is relatively tafel, which deals with the external, and you missed the 80%, which deals with the internal? I went over time, I'm sorry. Okay, so we'll continue from Amnam next time. But this is, you at this point already we're moving from the Chacham, who had given already his speech, to the Chassid, who's trying to point out that there has to be a proper balance between Chovas HaLevavos and Chovas HaEvarim, and one has to realize where is the core of one's Avodas Hashem, and to put time and effort into building that core of those Chovas HaLevavos. We're not speaking over here about the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Clearly, Talmud Torah can get kulam. We're talking about within the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, to what degree does one put time also into the world of Chovas HaLevavos? Okay, so we'll see. Those who are learning Nefesh HaChayim, so clearly Reb Chaim Volozhin's view and the Ramchal's view were not 100% the same. But there's a lot of common denominator between them. Okay, so we'll continue with Amnam B'li Neder tomorrow night. We'll learn tomorrow night in Yirtzeh Hashem and Tuesday, and tomorrow is Monday night. On Tuesday night, Rabbi Weinberger is supposed to give a Sichat Musar at 8:15. I would like to be here already at 8 o'clock to learn with you and then to listen, but I may have to accompany him to the Beis Medrash. So I'm telling you, if I have to, then you'll excuse me. And we'll continue B'li Neder after Sukkos. Okay? I know that.